Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If we turn the clock back to, say, 1982, a number of you would be sporting radically different hairstyles, wearing radically different clothes, and likely would be listening to radically different music. You might even have been listening to groups like the Psychedelic Furs, Iggy Pop, or Baltimore's own Edie and the Eggs at a place called the Marble Bar in the basement of the Congress Hotel at Franklin and Utah Streets. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get to the punk band era at the Marble Bar, let's turn the clock back even further to the year 1903. That's when a Baltimore gentleman named James Kernan built the Congress Hotel. Being a not-so-humble guy, its original name was the Hotel Kernan, and it was part of Kernan's million-dollar triple enterprise. The enterprise consisted of two theaters, the Maryland and the Auditorium. The Maryland is gone, but the front of the Auditorium is still there on Howard Street. We know it now as the Mayfair Theater. The third part of the enterprise was the Hotel Kernan, which had Turkish baths in the basement, along with an art gallery, a billiard parlor, and even a swimming pool. Upstairs, the rooms had brass beds, stained glass windows, mahogany chests, and potted palms. Kernan created the whole thing to cater to celebrities. And his million-dollar triple enterprise did play host to stars like Bob Hope, Al Jolson, the Marx Brothers, Charlie Chaplin, and Will Rogers. Long before the punk rock scene of the 1980s, we'll get there, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers danced in the Rathskeller in the basement of the hotel next to a 72-foot-long bar made of Italian marble. Kernan's marketing slogan for the whole thing was, quote, "You meet the best people amidst the best surroundings." But the Hotel Kernan didn't remain rarefied forever. After Kernan's death in the 1920s, the hotel had various owners and names, eventually ending up as the Congress Hotel under the ownership of a couple named Roger and Leslie Anderson. By then, the basement had become known as the Marble Bar, and the Andersons cranked up the volume, turning the place into a nationally recognized music venue, especially for young and up-and-coming punk bands. REM played here on the way to the top, so did the Dead Kennedys and the Talking Heads. David Byrne, the Talking Heads' lead man, grew up in Baltimore, after all. A group called Scratch and Sniff played here with another Baltimorean, Gina Schock, who of course later went on to be a member of the Go-Go's. And lots of local punk bands played at the Marble Bar regularly. Groups like the Slicky Boys, Off the Wall, and the Da Moronics played pretty much weekly. The Andersons, the owners of the bar, famously even bought instruments for local startup bands that couldn't afford them. Saying the place was rocking would be dead on. Saying it was tattered and in need of cleaning would be a euphemism. Despite the dirt and grime, or maybe in part because of it, people loved it. The cavernous dark space, the anything-goes atmosphere among musicians and patrons, the long marble bar itself, it all added up to a vibe that may not ever be able to be repeated. Gina Schock of the Go-Go's later was quoted saying, "It was like the hippest, coolest place. If you were a musician, that's where you wanted to go." The Marble Bar had a long run, but closed its doors in 1987. The entire hotel sat vacant for some years until the upper stories were redeveloped, and today the Congress Hotel is a market-rate apartment building. As for the bar in the basement, its doors are shut, but as far as I know, the cavernous space and the 72-foot-long bar made of Italian marble are still there waiting for the next show. If you'd like to learn more about the Marble Bar, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.